the wonderful festival of Chandan Yatra, wherein the devotees of the Lord perform the auspicious service of preparing very pure chandan paste and decorating the body of Lord Sri Krishna. Sri Gopalji, the beautiful Murti, we have the great pleasure of serving, has allowed us to render this very, very fortunate service. Throughout the day yesterday, all night last night, all morning this morning, dozens of devotees were grinding the sandalwood against the stone to make it into a nice preparation to decorate the Lord. Of course, we know the history of this deity of Gopal is that he originally revealed himself to Sri Madhavendra Puri at Govardhan Hill. And on his order, there was a wonderful Abhishek ceremony. Gopal told Madhavendra Puri when he appeared as a small cowherd boy and said that this deity form has been laying in the thick jungles of Braja near Govardhan for many years. And due to the heat, please perform a wonderful Abhishek. The Abhishek was performed by Madhavendra Puri and the deity of Gopal was installed on the top of Govardhan Hill. Later there was a beautiful temple built for him. Gopal again appeared to Sri Madhavendra Puri in a dream and told him that my body is still inflicted with much heat. So please go to the Malaya Hills in Orissa and bring back fine sandalwood and camphor to make my body cool. Madhavendra Puri, such a great Vaishnav devotee of the Lord, considered only the service of the Lord in his life. He did not consider what was convenient or inconvenient, what was possible or impossible, only to execute the order of the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord. He left the auspicious Murti of Gopal in this beautiful temple with some of his disciples, and he alone walked the thousands and thousands of mile journey. And on the way he came to the temple of Gopinath in Remuna. And he heard that this deity of Gopinath was offered very, very wonderful preparation of kheer. And just when he was hearing this news, the offering was taking place, he was thinking, if only I could taste this once without asking, then I could get some idea how it is made and offer the same for the pleasure of my Gopal in Vrindavan. But he had such pure heart. He was thinking that what terrible thing I am thinking. I am thinking of tasting an offering before the Lord has finished accepting. So feeling very guilty, without saying anything to anyone, after the arti ceremony he left and went to a secluded marketplace and began to chant the holy names of the Lord. Meanwhile, the pujari put Gopinath to rest after the offering, and then he himself took rest And Gopinathji appeared to him in a dream and said that one of those pots of kheer I have stolen from my devotee Madhavendra Puri. Come on to the altar and you will see hidden behind a cloth. Deliver it to Madhavendra Puri. So the pujari went and found the kheer and went into all the marketplaces of Remuna calling out, "Where is this Madhavendra Puri who is so great and so fortunate that Krishna himself has become a thief just to provide him with this kheer prasad?" Madhavendra Puri received it with great love and affection. Later he went to Jagannath Puri. By that time he was such a famous person, but he never wanted any worship upon himself. He always wanted to give all attention to Krishna. The pujaris in Puri, hearing about his mission, supplied him large quantities of chandan and camphor, and he began the long journey back to Vrindavan, which is very arduous and very dangerous. In those days, sandalwood was very costly, as it is today, and to be going through the jungles thousands of miles, there are so many dacoits, there are so many tax collectors. But he didn't mind. Whatever burden it was for the service of the Lord was his greatest pleasure in life. As Thakur Bhaktivinoda has prayed, "My Lord, the inconvenience, the difficulties that I endure in serving you are the greatest pleasures in my life." Because the more difficult something is for the service of the Lord, the more we have to surrender. If something is very easy, it does not take a very deep sense of surrender. But if something is very difficult, apparently even impossible, and so many inflictions come upon us in the execution of that service, we have to be very sincere. We have to really surrender. And it is that surrender that gives pleasure to the Lord. Not the results of our action, but the consciousness in which we selflessly give our lives for Him. So as he was returning, he came again through Remuna, and there he met with Gopinath and danced and chanted very ecstatically before him. And he rested there that night. The next morning he was planning to proceed to Vrindavan. But Gopal, a Braja, appeared to him and told Sri Madhavendra Puri that actually Gopinath and myself, Gopal, we are the same person in two forms. If you put the chandan on Gopal, if you put the chandan on Gopinath, then I will be cooled and refreshed. He will accept it on my behalf. There is no need for you to take so much trouble to come here. So the pujaris were very happy when Madhavendra Puri told him that news. And for the whole summer season, every day the pujaris were grinding this chandan and placing it on Gopinath, who accepted it on behalf of Gopal. So this is the meaning of this wonderful pastime. And of course, Krishna's lila is sometimes he has reciprocal exchanges with himself. Today, Gopal is paying Gopinath back. Gopinath is here, and Sri Gopal is accepting the sandalwood in order to give cooling pleasure to Lord Gopinath. So the reciprocal exchange of the Lord is something very sweet And just to meditate on this will purify our hearts and awaken pure love and devotion. The meaning of this wonderful festival is that our lives and our souls should only find happiness in making Krishna happy. It is the summer season, and people are very hot, and this hotness causes suffering. Sometimes people have little fans, they're going like this. But the devotees, they have big fan, and they're fanning Krishna. Even all the heat is coming upon themselves, they are fanning Krishna. And we know if we make Krishna comfortable, if we make Krishna happy, cool and refreshed, this will cool and refresh our souls. Because the soul's happiness is simply to see Krishna's happiness. And the more we understand this principle, the more we advance in spiritual life. This is a world of exploitation, of selfishness, of pride. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us, Trinadapi sunichena, tadorapi sahishnana, amani namanadena kirtaniya sadahari. That we should chant Krishna's name in such a way to please Him. And what pleases Him? When we are more humble than the blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect nothing in return. In this way, we could chant the name of the Lord in such a way that Krishna derives great ecstasy from our devotional service. And then He personally reveals Himself constantly to us in His holy name. Madhavendra Puri is such a great devotee of the Lord that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared him to be the very root, the source of the highest ecstasies of Krishna Prema in this world. He had many great disciples. One was Srila Ishvara Puri. Lord Chaitanya, wanting to honor Madhavendra Puri, accepted initiation from his disciple, Ishvara Puri, and thus accepted Madhavendra Puri as his param guru. Also, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was his disciple. Advaitacharya was his disciple. Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Govinda, Kashishwar, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, also known as Premanidhi, was one of the most exalted and completely pure disciples of Sri Madhavendra Puri. And his disciple was Gadadhar Pandit. This week we celebrated the auspicious occasion of the appearance day of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, whose param guru was Sri Madhavendra Puri. And we would like to speak briefly about the wonderful glories of Sri Gadadhar Pandit this afternoon. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami prays, Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktapyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. That in the age of Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in five features. It is called the Panchatattva. Krishna and Sri Radharani appear in the one form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swayam Bhagavan. The original expansion of the Lord, the original spiritual master, Sri Balaram, appears as Nityananda Prabhu. The incarnation of the Lord, original incarnation, Mahavishnu, also combined with Sadashiva, appears as Sri Advaita Acharya. the perfect devotee, Sri Narada Muni, appears in this Leela as Srivas Thakur, and the Bhakti Shakta, the divine pleasure potency, the energy of the Lord, the supreme energy, Srimati Radharani, appears as Gadadhar Pandit. So Sri Gadadhar is the very embodiment and source of all love and devotion. He is the full manifestation of the Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani. Some may ask that Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna in one form. So what is the need for Radharani to appear simultaneously in the other form of Gadadhar Pandit? This transcendental mystery is something wonderful. That is what I have to say. In the sense that Srimati Radharani is unlimited. She is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, none different than Krishna, who appears in the divine swarup from which Krishna gets all pleasure. Radha and Krishna are one. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and Srimati Radharani is the supreme enjoyed. And she expands herself in so many forms and in so many ways simply to give Krishna enjoyment. So it is unlimited. So Gadadhar Pandit is Sri Radharani, who has appeared in a very special way simply to give pleasure to Krishna, who appeared as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His father's name was Madhava Mishra. His mother's name was Ratnavati, and he had a brother whose name was Vaninath Mishra. From very, very early childhood, Gadadhar was best of friends with Nimai, who was the name of Lord Chaitanya at the time. In fact, they were such friends that they were inseparable. They would sleep together at times, they would play together, they would sit together, they would walk together, they would run together. They had such love for one another. As they grew a little older, they both became students. Gadadhar was very, very respectful, very peaceful, completely renounced from anything of this world. From his very birth, he only had one thing in his mind, to chant the names of the Lord, to worship the Lord, and to associate with the devotees of the Lord. He loved to be in seclusion, just to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. He loved to be with the devotees, to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. But Nimai, he was very restless in his leela. He wanted to show the world that until one accepts a spiritual master, one cannot have Krishna bhakti. So although he is God himself, he appeared in such a way that he was always discussing various argumentative subjects and challenging everyone. And as Nimai Pandit, no one could defeat his arguments. So Lord Chaitanya would often question Gadadhar with so many materialistic subjects that it disturbed Gadadhar's mind. He couldn't tolerate thinking or hearing anything but Krishna Katha. So it became very difficult for him to associate with Nimai. But at the same time, it was unbearable for him to not associate with Nimai. So he and all the other devotees headed by Advaita Acharya, Srivas, Mukunda, they were all praying to Krishna, please make Nimai a devotee. We love him so dearly. We love to look at him. We love to hear the sweetness of his voice. We love to be in his presence. We want to do everything for him. But when he speaks, he always challenges with so many material subjects. He's so engrossed in all of these processes of learning. If he becomes a devotee, he could make the whole world chant the holy names of the Lord. One day, Lord Chaitanya was walking in Gadadhar. Pandit happened to be walking. So Lord Nimai grabbed him forcibly. He said, "I want to ask you some questions." Gadadhar said, "Ask." He said, "What is the true meaning of liberation?" Gadadhar said, "Liberation means deliverance from all the sufferings of this material world." And then he began to explain. And everything he tried to explain, Nimai began to argue and defeat. He began to find faults with every single point that Gadadhar spoke. And Gadadhar was thinking in his mind, "I want to run away from this place." But he was such a respectable person. He would never offend anyone. That was his nature. So Nimai, Pandit, he said, "So today you could not answer my questions. I will let you go now. You study your books, and tomorrow I will meet you again with more questions." And Gadadhar touched his feet and went away. One day Ishwarapuri, the disciple of Sri Madhavendra Puri, came to Navadvip, and he stayed for some time. And Gadadhar Pandit became his favorite student. Each day throughout the day at the house of Gopinath Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit would serve Srila Ishwarapuri and study from him the book that Ishwarapuri was writing called Krishna Lilamrita, and sing the virtues, the renunciation, and the natural ecstatic love of this young boy. Gadadhar Pandit gave such great pleasure to Sri Ishwarapuri. Lord Chaitanya would also come each day and meet with Sri Ishwarapuri. But still, he did not manifest the symptoms of a devotee. So Gadadhar and all the other Vaishnavas were simply praying and praying. They were having ecstatic kirtans simply for the purpose of attracting Krishna to make Nimai Pandit a devotee. Every morning, all the Vaishnavas would go to Srivas Thakur's house. Outside was a garden where there was a jasmine vine. And on this vine, so many flowers would grow every day. However many flowers devotees needed for their puja, those flowers would grow every day. So one day, as they were all together picking flowers, Sriman Pandit, the brother of Srivas, was very, very excited. There were tears of love in his eyes as he began to explain that Nimai, he has returned from Gaya, and now he is completely transformed. Now he cannot speak anything but the names of Krishna. His heart is simply manifesting, revealing such ecstasies of Krishna bhakti that this world has never seen. And he has asked that the devotees of the Lord meet at Suklambar Brahmachari's house this morning because he has a message he wants to tell us. So some of the devotees went to Suklambar Brahmachari's house, and Gadadhar Pandit was very excited about this. He wanted to see for himself, has Nimai become a Vaishnava? This is the perfection of the universe. So he was hiding somewhere in the house of Suktambar Brahmachari. And Lord Gaur Sundar, he looked at all the devotees and he began to weep, exhibiting the feelings of a devotee's separation from Krishna. He began to cry out, "I found Krishna." But then he went away. In which direction did he go? Where is Krishna? And as he was speaking like this, he began to cry, and he fell against a pillar and laid unconscious on the ground, and all the devotees present also started weeping and crying to see the Lord's feelings of separation from Krishna. And when Gadadhar heard this, he also fell unconscious in ecstatic love. Then the devotees began a kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya came to his consciousness again. And he said to Suklambar Brahmachari, "Who is in the house?" And Suklambar said, "Your Gadadhar is in the house." So Lord Chaitanya immediately went to where Gadadhar was laying with his head in his hands, weeping and crying in ecstasy of love to see that Lord Chaitanya has become a Vaishnava, a devotee of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya began to embrace him. And when Gaur Gadadhar embraced each other, all the devotees, upon seeing this, were struck with great, great wonder. And Lord Chaitanya began to speak. He said, "Ever since your birth, Gadadhar, you have been a saint. You have always been absorbed in meditation on Krishna. You have never wasted a moment of your life with anything else." He said, "But me..." He said, "I have wasted my life pursuing what is worthless, material knowledge. But finally, I achieved the great treasure of Krishna. But then he has left me." And then Lord Chaitanya fell down crying, and Gadadhar started to cry. And in this way, the wonderful relationship of Gaur Gadadhar began, in the mood of propagating the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Just after this, one day Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar went to Advaitacharya's house. And Advaitacharya was worshipping Krishna. And when Lord Chaitanya saw this, in the ecstasy of love, he fell unconscious. So Advaita, who is the senior most of all Vaishnavas in the world, he was a great learned scholar, he was a very aged and learned man, he began to take all of his puja paraphernalia and worship the body of Lord Chaitanya, who was laying on the ground. And then he began to chant again and again and again, "Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanihitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha." And then he began to cry and wash the feet of Lord Chaitanya with his tears, offering obeisances again and again and again. And Gadadhar, he was only about a year younger than Lord Chaitanya, Gadadhar. They were friends. He said, "Advaitacharya, with all due respect, he's only a child. Why are you behaving this way?" And Advaita became very ecstatic. And he said, "Gadadhar, when will you understand it? He is not simply a child." And when Gadadhar heard this, coming from such a person as Advaita, he understood that my dear beloved friend Nimai is none other than the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. One day, Gadadhar came to bring some spices for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya in his own house. Sachi Devi was there. And Lord Chaitanya was just calling out, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" And everyone was trying to pacify him. But when he would say, "Where is Krishna?" it was in such love of separation that no one could say anything in return. But everyone was trying. So Gadadhar, in order to try to pacify him, he said, "Krishna is in your heart." And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he became so enthusiastic to see Krishna in his heart that he immediately took his nails from his hands and began to rip open his chest, about to rip open his very heart to see Krishna in his heart. And everyone in the house became very alarmed. They did not know what to do. But Sri Gadadhar immediately took the Lord by his hands and was somehow or other holding him and holding him. And he said, "Krishna's coming. Just be peaceful. Krishna's coming. Just be peaceful." And Lord Chaitanya became peaceful. And when Sachi Devi saw this, she was thinking, "Gadadhar is very intelligent. No one can control my son except him. When he becomes like this, I do not know what to do. I am afraid to even approach him." And then she directly came to Gadadhar and said, "Please, at all times, in all places, always remain with my beloved son Nimai. Never leave him for a moment." And to reciprocate with the instruction of Sachi Devi, Gaur and Gadadhar became inseparable companions as they spread the glories of the holy name throughout Navadvip. There are so many wonderful stories how after the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai, Gadadhar was sitting beside Lord Chaitanya when Jagai and Madhai surrendered their lives and offered prayers to him. During that magnificent kirtan that we have heard so many times of the procession from the house of Srivas to the house of Chankazi, throughout that whole wonderful kirtan where millions and millions and millions of people came, Gadadhar Pandit was constantly dancing right at the side of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day Mukunda Dutt, a dear friend, approached Sri Gadadhar and said to him that a very, very great devotee has come, and I know you are always very anxious to have this satsang of great devotees, so you please come. So they came to the residence of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was actually Maharaj Brishabhanu in Krishna's Leela, the father of Srimati Radharani, which means he was actually the father of Gadadhar Pandit in that original form. But in the Leela of this wonderful story, Gadadhar came in and offered his respects, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi very, very graciously welcomed him. And Gadadhar was looking, and he was seeing what appeared to be a contradiction. Mukunda Dutt said he was a great devotee, but he's wearing such beautiful, beautiful, expensive, fine silken garments, and he has elegant jewelry decorating his body, and he has very, very finely, intricately combed hair, anointed with very pleasingly scented expensive oils. And he's sitting on a beautiful silken seat with brass and all sorts of decorations and beautiful brass pots all around him with various forms of enjoyment. So he was thinking that Vaishnavas are simple. Vaishnavas are renounced. Why has Mukunda taken me to see him? Now Mukunda Dutt could understand the doubt in the mind of Gadadhar. So he began to sing a beautiful sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. In this sloka, he described how Krishna, he is the Supreme Lord. And Putana had come to Vrindavan for the explicit purpose of murdering Krishna. This Putana was such an evil demon that she had killed thousands and thousands of young babies and drank their blood. She's a Rakshasi. And she smeared her breast with poison, disguised herself as a beautiful lady in order to murder Krishna. But when Krishna sucked her breast, first he took her milk, then he took all the poison, then he took her life. And then Krishna, because he saw that Putana approached him as a mother, he transported her soul to the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan and gave her the position of the personal nurse of his own mother. He actually gave her the position of one of his mothers in the spiritual world. Shukadeva Goswami prays in Bhagavatam, who can be more merciful than this? And when Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard this, he started to weep and cry. Tears like Ganga and Jamuna began to flow from his eyes. His limbs began to tremble. His hairs began to stand on end. His body began to change colors. He began to choke, crying out, who can be a greater, more merciful Lord than Krishna? Where is Krishna? Devotees are so humble that Krishna has come to save everyone, Pundarik was saying, but he has left me alone. He will not save me because I am so fallen. And in this way, his legs began to kick, his arms began to fly in all directions, he began to roll in the ground. Within seconds, all of his clothes were torn to pieces, his jewelry was broken, all of the nice pots were scattered, the seats and the fine silks and pillows were destroyed. 10 men tried to hold him down, but they could not be successful. This was the power of his ecstatic love. And then he fell unconscious. And he laid there without a single symptom of life in his body for 6 continuous hours. And Sri Gadadhar Pandit was thinking that such a great devotee he is. And I have made an offense considering him to be an ordinary materialistic man. One cannot perfect one's life unless one has a bona fide spiritual master. And I have not yet accepted initiation. So I should atone for my offense by accepting initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And he explained this to Mukunda. And when Pundarik Vidyanidhi came out of his ecstatic state of unconsciousness, he looked around and saw the whole room in disarray, and he was embarrassed. And then he greeted them, "What happened?" Mukunda Dat said, "This is Gadadhar Pandit. He has been renounced from his birth. He has never had a material desire in his heart his whole life. He is constantly immersed in loving service to Lord Krishna. He's the very embodiment of humility and service to the Vaishnavas. He is pleasing to all. He had a doubt in his mind upon seeing the worldly opulence around you. But now he understands what kind of a Vaishnava you are, and he wants to accept mantra diksha from you." And when Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard this, he said, "Only after many, many births can one achieve a disciple like Gadadhar Pandit. This is Krishna's supreme mercy upon me." And then they set a particular date for initiation. And Gadadhar Pandit went to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and explained to him his choice. And Lord Chaitanya was so happy, he was overjoyed that Gadadhar Pandit would accept Pundarik Vidyanidhi as his spiritual master. Gadadhar would always be at the house of Srivas during the beautiful kirtans. And it is explained by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur and Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami that the Ras Leela of Vrindavan was manifested in the purest and most wonderful way in the kirtans in the house of Srivas Thakur. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit would dance together. And as they danced, their pure spiritual love for one another would overcome them in such a way that Lord Chaitanya's complexion would turn dark blue like a newly formed monsoon cloud, Shyam Sundar. He took the complexion of Sri Krishna. And at that time, Gadadhar Pandit would take the complexion of Srimati Radharani as they were dancing together. And then all around in Srivas's house, Vrindavan just manifested as Radha and Krishna were dancing. And then all the devotees, upon seeing this, they could all recognize each other's eternal nature in the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan. All their identities from Krishna Leela became revealed to them in this wonderful dance in the house of Srivas. During the Mahaprakash Leela, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revealing his original form according to every devotee's particular devotion, he was bestowing the ultimate blessings of love of God upon every Vaishnava. Throughout the Mahaprakash Leela, Gadadhar Pandit was sitting right at the side of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offering him the most loving services. One day, Lord Gauranga, Jagadananda Pandit, and Gadadhar Pandit were walking along the riverbanks in Navadweep, and they came into a forest. And Lord Chaitanya saw a parrot perched on a bakula tree. And Lord Chaitanya grabbed the parrot. He said, "You are the son of Vedavyas Shukadeva Goswami. And these are the and I am in meditation on the beautiful forests of Vrindavan. Please, Shukadeva, sing the glories and the names of Radha and Krishna." And the parrot, in great love, began to call out, "Gaur Hari!" And Lord Chaitanya became very angry. And he threw the parrot away. And the parrot got on the tree, bakula tree, and started calling out, "Gaura Gaura! Gaura Gaura! Gaura Gaura!" And as he was chanting Gaura Gaura, he was dancing in ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya was, internally he was in ecstasy, but externally he was very upset. Because in this incarnation, he wanted to teach people how to be devotees. So he would never allow anyone to call him Krishna. Because he knew in Kali Yuga, so many unintelligent people will be declaring that I am God, or that you are God, or that everything is God. But we can never become God, and we never have been God. Mamayavam so jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana mana shashtin indriyani prakriti stani karashati. We are eternally the servants of God. We are part and parcel of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach the most perfect synthesis of all Vedic knowledge in the form of the philosophy of achintya bheda abheda tattva. That we are simultaneously one with God and different from God. In quality we are one, satchit ananda. Just as a gold ring is one in quality with the gold mine, or as a ray of the sun is one in quality with the sun. But in quantity, the ring is only a tiny part. The ray of the sun is only one ray. We are always subordinate to the Supreme Lord Krishna. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yovidatati kaman. We are always subordinate as his eternal servant. And we have the choice to either serve him in pure love in the spiritual world or to serve his material energy in this world. One brings about infinite eternal bliss and one brings about frustration and death. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became externally very disturbed when this parrot was just dancing on the tree chanting, Gola, Gola! This is the place of Radha and Krishna. Please chant the glories of Radha and Krishna. And the little parrot replied that Vrindavan has transformed into Navadvip and Radha and Krishna has appeared in the form of Gauranga. And I am just a simple parrot. And I am simply so happy to see my worshipable Lord, Sri Krishna, standing before me in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And my beloved Srimati Radharani standing before me as Sri Gadadhar Pandit. And then the parrot flew away chanting the holy names of the Lord. Gadadhar and Jagadananda were in great ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was in great ecstasy as this parrot revealed the inner truths of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. During the beautiful drama that was performed at Chandrasekhar Acharya's house, Gadadhar Pandit danced in the form of Rukmini. And anyone who saw that beautiful dance and the love and the grace could understand the supreme truths of Gadadhar Pandit's love. One day Lord Chaitanya brought Gadadhar to his house and he told him that it is part of my duty as a grihastha to worship Shalagram Srila in my house. He said, but it's very difficult. Because every time I sit down before my Shalagram Srila, I begin to cry. And all my clothes become completely soaked with tears. So I'm not clean to do puja. So I take my bath. And then I come back in the deity room. And when I come before Shalagram Krishna, again tears completely soak my clothes. So I take another bath and put on fresh clothes. And then I sit before Shalagram, and again the tears begin to drench my clothes. I take another bath, I put on fresh clothes. He says, I can't do it. It is my duty as a grihastha that I must worship the Lord in my house. He said, Gadadhar Pandit, please, I humbly request if you could worship my Shalagram Srila for me. And in this way, Gadadhar Pandit performed this most intimate service for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his own house. One day, the Lord and his devotees were traveling through the forests of Navadvip and they came to a very, very beautiful place. And it looked just like Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya sat down and began to meditate on Vrindavan. And then Mukunda Dat began to sing the glories of Vrindavan in the Purva Rag. And Lord Chaitanya became very, very enthralled in love. At that time, Gadadhar Pandit, he had made a beautiful, beautiful mala, garland, out of the flowers from the forest. And with great love and devotion, he decorated Lord Chaitanya's body with this garland and various flowers. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased. In the mood of Krishna, he took Gadadhar and they both sat on a raised platform which was the stump of a tree. And as they sat, Radha and Krishna, in the form of Gaur Gadadhar, Advaitacharya began to offer arti. And Nityananda Prabhu was sitting to their left. And Srivas Thakur was decorating both of them with flowers and garlands. And Suklambar began to offer chandan and decorate their bodies with that. And Mukunda and Murari Gupta and the other devotees began to sing beautiful, beautiful songs. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit revealed to the world through the scriptures wonderful narration of this pastime, their sublime worshipable position. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the great acharya in our disciplic succession, his worshipable deities were Gaur Gadadhar. And if you go to his Samadhi Mandir in Godrandweep, in Navadweep Dham, you will find in his Samadhi are his deities of Gaur and Gadadhar. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also installed those deities in various places. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed wonderful pastimes in Navadweep, in the Grihastha Ashram, and along with his associates, he propagated the Yuga Dharma of the congregational chanting of the holy names of Christ. And hearing the wonderful stories of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pastimes in Navadweep with his devotees is non-different than hearing the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. But in the age of Kali Yuga, they even have a more powerful effect to cleanse and purify our hearts without misconception. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Patita Pavana avatar, was thinking that many people are not taking to this Harinam Sankirtan movement. Because I am a Grihastha, people are thinking that I am ordinary like them. Therefore, to reach the most proud, the most evil and envious people and give them my mercy, I will have to detach myself from this beautiful land of Navadweep, my loving wife and my most blessed and worshipable mother, and I will have to take sannyas. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to explain to his devotees individually and very privately his plan to shave off his hair and take sannyas. He told Nityananda Prabhu, he told Mukunda Dutt, and then he went to the house of Gadadhar Pandit. And he said to Gadadhar, I will shave my head and take sannyas. And when Gadadhar Pandit heard this, his heart was broken. This beautiful hair on your head, you will shave it? And you will take sannyas? Why? According to the Shastra, there's no need to take sannyas. You have the association of wonderful devotees. You have the holy name of the Lord. You can perfectly perform your mission in the Grihastha Ashram. What is the harm? Since when does one have to take sannyas to preach the glories of the Lord or to perfect one's life? There is no need. What type of religious principle will you show the world if you leave your mother? She's a widow. She's helpless. She lives only on the basis of your association. If you leave home and take sannyas, you will be the cause of the death of your mother, who was worshipable by all. But ultimately, my Lord, you are free and independent to do as you like. And with tears of love in his eyes, Gadadhar Pandit expressed his feelings. But on that fateful night of Makara Sankranti, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his beloved mother and his wife Vishnupriya out of his supreme mercy for all of us to somehow or other give us love of Krishna through the chanting of Krishna's holy name. The Lord swam across the river Ganga, and then he walked to Katwa. And there he met his sannyas guru, Keshav Bharati, and Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda, Chandrasekharacharya, and some other devotees joined the Lord. Gadadhar Pandit was present for that most historical and auspicious event of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of the renounced order of life from Sri Keshav Bharati. And then they went from there by the arrangement of Nityananda Prabhu. They went to Shantipur, where they met with Sachi Devi and the other devotees and pacified their hearts. And then Sachi Mata told Lord Chaitanya that you are my son, and if you go to Vrindavan, I will never see or hear anything about you again. But that same Krishna of Vrindavan is living in Puri as Jagannath, so please make your residence there, because it is quite close by. I will always hear news of your wonderful pastimes and welfare. So he went to Jagannath Puri. And Gadadhar Pandit, he came to Jagannath Puri, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave him a place to reside. Just southwest of the Jagannath Temple, there is a beautiful garden near the sandy beach, which is called Yameshwar Tota. And there's a beautiful temple of the deity of Tota Gopinath. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave that place and gave that murti to Gadadhar Pandit to worship. In Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit again were inseparable. They were practically continuously together. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would find the greatest bliss in hearing, going to the Tota Gopinath temple to hear Sri Gadadhar Pandit narrate Srimad Bhagavatam. Throughout the day, when they were not having wonderful kirtan together, Gadadhar Pandit would recite Srimad Bhagavatam in such a way that anyone who would hear would immediately become filled with ecstatic and pure love for Lord Krishna. Sometimes for hours and hours and hours and days and days and days, Lord Chaitanya would just hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. When he described the story of Prahlad Maharaj, or when he described the story of Dhruva Maharaj, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in such ecstasy, he would ask him, repeat it. And he would tell the whole story of Prahlad again. And Lord Chaitanya would say, repeat it. And generally these two stories he would have to repeat over 100 times for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the nature of hearing transcendental subject matter. It is not that we hear a story and we think, now I know it. There's no need to hear it again. Tell me something else. Tell me something I do not know. Actually, the Lord's Leela is non-different than the Lord himself. The sound vibration of the Leela is non-different than the Leela itself. And every time we hear it, if we hear it submissively, in a humble state of mind, it reveals more and more and deeper realizations, understandings, and love for that particular Leela and for Krishna. Therefore, even if we only know one story of Krishna, I remember in my own life, I was living with one very great devotee, and every time I met him, he would tell me the story of Krishna stealing butter. And I'd ask him, please tell me another story. He said, okay, I will. And then he would tell me the story of Krishna stealing butter. And I'd say, please tell me another story today. And he'd tell me the story of Krishna stealing butter. I said, tomorrow, if I come back, will you tell me another story? He said, yes. And I would come back, and he would tell me the story of Krishna stealing butter. I said, why do you keep telling me this story of Krishna stealing butter? He was a devotee of Ram. I said, why don't you tell me about Ram? You are a Ram Bhakta. I didn't even know who was Krishna. I hadn't become a devotee. I was still searching everywhere. He said, because Ram appeared to me in a dream and told me you are a devotee of Krishna and you should only hear about him stealing butter. And I said, I don't believe you. And his response was, he told me the story of Krishna stealing butter. When Gadadhar Pandit would narrate Srimad Bhagavatam for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they would both weep and cry so much that the combination of their tears would just flood the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam and make the ink go like this. Actually, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had three very intimate associates in Jagannath Puri. He had many, but three in this particular category. He said Swarup Damodar Goswami was constantly absorbed in giving pleasure by singing sweet, sweet, sweet kirtan of Krishna's holy names. Even stone would melt when the sound vibration of Swarup Damodar Goswami's sweet kirtan would come in contact. And Paramananda Puri, he was always absorbed in meditation on Krishna's form, his names, and his lila. And Gadadhar Pandit was always completely absorbed in giving ecstasy to Lord Chaitanya by his wonderful, wonderful descriptions of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Gadadhar Pandit was a sannyasi. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he actually accepted Tridandi sannyas in Vaishnava Sampradaya. And when he came to Jagannath Puri, he took the vow of Chaitya sannyas. Chaitya sannyas means someone who never leaves the holy place that they live in, and never leave the deity that they are worshipping. So one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu announced that he was going to go on a yatra to Vrindavan. And Gadadhar, he said to Lord Chaitanya that I will go with you. And Lord Chaitanya said, you cannot go with me. He said, but I'm going with you. Said, but you have taken vow of Chaitya Sannyas. You are not allowed to leave the deity of Gopinath and you're not allowed to leave Jagannath Puri. And Gadadhar Pandit replied, wherever you are, that is Jagannath Puri. Because you are Jagannath. And as far as my Chaitya Sannyas, the hell with it. And as far as Gopinath, one worships Gopinath 1,000,000 times by just once seeing your lotus feet. So I will go with you. Lord Chaitanya said, but if you go with me, then I will be the cause of the fault and the offense for you breaking your Chaitya Sannyas. And Gadadhar Pandit said, I will take all the fault upon myself. Nothing for you. He said, if you don't want me to go with you, I will go separately, but I will go. I will meet you in Vrindavan. So they began to go, and they walked, and they walked, and Gadadhar Pandit was all alone walking somewhere on the side. And finally they came to Katak, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Gadadhar. He was just about to board a boat going across the Mahanadi River. And he said to Gadadhar Pandit, he said that you're going with me to Vrindavan is simply for your own happiness. But it does not give me any happiness. Therefore, I give you this word. I'm very unhappy. I want you to go back to Gopinath and go back to Puri. You cannot come with me to Vrindavan. And then, after saying this, Lord Chaitanya got on the boat, and the boat started leaving without him. And when Gadadhar Pandit heard this, just the thought of the separation from his beloved Lord was so intense that he just fell down unconscious in the love of separation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that this is the most perfection of all devotion, is to love Krishna in separation. Here in India, it is very common we meet people who say, I know Krishna. I have seen Krishna, especially foreigners, maybe amongst Indians. I don't know how you talk amongst yourselves, but I know how you talk to us. So many people, not the devotees, but others, they say, oh, you are a devotee of Krishna? I know Krishna. I am Indian, I know Krishna. I have seen Krishna in my dreams, I have seen Krishna in my house, I have seen Krishna in my wife, I have seen Krishna in my children. Everybody sing Krishna. And I know Krishna, I know Bhagavad Gita, I know Srimad Bhagavat. But the real devotees of the Lord understand that Krishna is so great. Lord Chaitanya was always praying, where is Krishna? He Radhe Brajadeva Ke Chalalite Hinanda Suno Katha. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they taught us how to always be searching for Krishna. Where is Radha? Where is Krishna? Where is Jamuna? Where is Govardhan? Where is Vrindavan? This is the perfect form of worship. Because we never take things cheaply. We never become sahajas. As long as we always consider ourselves very fallen and humble, crying out for the mercy of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya taught, to cultivate these ideas of separation from Krishna makes you long for Krishna. And in that longing, you experience deeper love for Krishna than in meeting him. So Gadadhar Pandit was given this great mercy by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be inundated by the ecstasy of separation. And as Gadadhar Pandit was laying unconscious, Lord Chaitanya just went on the boat. And he told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, take him back to Puri. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya somehow got Gadadhar to come to consciousness, and he said, you are so fortunate. He said, the Lord loves you so dearly. He cannot bear separation from you. But because you have made this promise of Chaitra Sannyas, he is willing to even cause pain to his own heart to protect your promise. Just as on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna broke his own promise to protect the promise of Bhishma. That is the love of the Lord for his devotee. Anyways, Lord Chaitanya started going to Vrindavan, and soon hundreds and thousands of millions of people were following behind him because he was so beautiful. Gauranga, Gaur Sundar. He had a complexion which was like effulgent gold. His eyes were like the blooming lotus petals. Every limb, every part of his body was the ultimate perfection of exquisite beauty. His long arms, which extended below his knees, were raised very high, and in his sweet voice, decorated with love of Krishna, he was inducing everyone by the hundreds and thousands to loudly follow behind him, dancing in ecstasy while chanting the holy name. As the Lord was walking, there were so many people that wherever he stepped while he was dancing, his lotus feet would leave dust in the ground, and people would just try to pick up that dust. And as the Lord was passing, all the roads just had holes because everyone was grabbing the dust from his lotus feet. And they came to Ramakeli. And there they met with Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami very humbly appealed to the Lord that it is not good to go to Vrindavan with so many people. The people of Vrindavan will not appreciate. It is a secluded place. It is better to go by yourself or with one other. And Lord Chaitanya proceeded to a place called Kanai Natashala. And there he was thinking, what Sanatan Goswami said is true. So he decided to return to Puri and go to Vrindavan alone, or with a very small party at a future date. On his way back, they stopped in Santipur. And there Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Sri Advaita. He met with his mother, Sachi Devi. And he also met with Raghunath Das Goswami. That was a very historical meeting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. And when he returned, all the devotees were very happy. He's back already. They didn't know if he would ever come back once going to Vrindavan. So they all came to meet him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all of the devotees that because he said, I want to go to Vrindavan, but Krishna would not allow me to go to Vrindavan this time. But I am begging that you all give me permission to go to Vrindavan with just one other in the near future. He said, because I made Gadadhar so unhappy by leaving him behind, Krishna would not allow me to go to Vrindavan. But if Gadadhar gives his permission, then I can go. Upon hearing this, Gadadhar Pandit fell at Lord Chaitanya's Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, and grasping his feet, he began to cry. And he said, my Lord, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Wherever your lotus feet are, the Ganges is there, the Jamuna is there, all the holy places are there. He said, but just to instruct people in general, you go to Vrindavan, although you have no need. He said, but my Lord, you are independent. Whatever makes you happy, that is my desire. But I have one appeal, that the rainy season, Chaturmasya, is about to begin. So please begin your journey after 4 months. And when Gadadhar spoke, all the other devotees said that whatever is in our hearts, Gadadhar has spoken. And following that instruction, after the rainy season, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan. When he returned to Jagannath Puri, one very, very great scholar who had met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu previously at Allahabad, at the time when Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa Goswami, his name is Ballabha Bhatt. He wanted to get more association with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. because he understood what an exalted transcendental personality he was, the ultimate ecstatic embodiment of love of Krishna. It was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who was spreading the glories of the Yuga Dharma, the holy name, to everyone. So Balabhadra was very much anxious to achieve his association. And when he came to Jagannath Puri, he began to offer prayers. One prayer, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana, which Srila Prabhupada quoted often, that one who can spread the holy name of Krishna throughout the world, it can only be possible if that person is directly empowered by Krishna himself. Balabhadra understood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually Krishna himself. And he started praising Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya understood that there was some pride in Balabhadra's heart, because he was a very, very great devotee and he was a very great scholar. But still, there was some traces of pride in his heart. And as the Supreme Godhead, Lord Chaitanya wanted to eradicate that pride altogether. So as Balabhadra was saying to Lord Chaitanya how he was so great, how he was Godhead himself, how he was the very embodiment of the supreme devotion, how he was delivering all humanity from the clutches of Maya, Lord Chaitanya said, "Actually, I'm a Mayavadi sannyasi. What do I know?" He said, he started praising all his devotees. As if he had five mouths, he began to praise each of his devotees. He said, "It is because of my association with Ramananda Rai that I have understood the transcendental mellows of Radha and Krishna. It is because of my association with Swarup Damodara that I understand what is Vrindavan. It is because of my association with Srila Haridas Thakur that I have understood the greatness of the constant chanting of Krishna's holy names." Lord Chaitanya taught us by this wonderful, wonderful example that we should never think that we are great. Even in spiritual life. But whatever we have, we should understand that we owe it exclusively to the mercy of the Vaishnavas. We should be so eager and anxious to praise the Vaishnavas. And we should give all glory to them and take none for oneself. He explained, by the association of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Gadadhar Pandit, Murari Gupta and all of these others, Advaitacharya, he said, "From them I have understood what is this Harinam Sankirtan movement." And each devotee individually he was praising with such love that Balabhadra was saying, "I want to meet these devotees, where are they?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "You arrange prasad and we will all come." So Balabhadra arranged prasad and all these devotees came. And he brought nice Jagannath Mahaprasad. And when he saw these devotees, they were all so effulgent with love of Krishna. And they had such intimate love for each other that Balabhadra was simply struck with wonder. He bowed down at the lotus feet of all of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day he came to Lord Chaitanya and he said, "I have written a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. I would like you to hear it." And Lord Chaitanya replied, "All I know is Krishna's holy names." So he said, "I have written commentary on Krishna's holy names." And Lord Chaitanya replied, "I only know two things about Krishna's names. That he is the son of Mother Yashoda, Yashoda Nandan, and he's Shamsundar. He has a beautiful black complexion. That's all. I don't want to hear anything else." So he wouldn't listen. So Balabha Bhatt would go to the other devotees, and because Mahaprabhu wouldn't listen, they wouldn't listen. So he decided, I have to defeat them. So he would go to Advaita's house and challenge him with a debate, and Lord Advaita would defeat him. Every day the devotees were defeating him, day after day after day, and no one would listen to his commentaries. So he was very upset. But then he approached Gadadhar, because he knew Gadadhar is very mild, very gentle, never offends anyone. So very forcefully, he said, I want you to hear my commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam. And before Gadadhar could say anything, he started narrating Srimad Bhagavatam commentary. And Gadadhar was very, he was praying to Lord Chaitanya, I know you wouldn't listen, but what can I do? You are in the core of my heart. I know that your devotees will definitely misunderstand this, that I am listening when you didn't listen. But I know that you will understand that I am your faithful servant. And I don't want to offend this great devotee. So he listened. And every day, Sri Balabha Bhatt would come and narrate his commentary on Bhagavad Purana. And Gadadhar Pandit would listen. So one day he came to Lord Chaitanya, Balabha Bhatt, and he said, in my commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, I have completely ignored the commentary of Srila Sridhar Swami. Srila Sridhar Swami is the original commentator of Srimad Bhagavat. And Lord Chaitanya, trying to establish the importance of accepting everything in the line of disciplic succession, he said, Swami means husband. One who rejects the Swami husband is a prostitute. That was all. So that night, he went home and he was thinking, actually, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord Krishna. And his great mercy is he's seen a little pride in my heart and he has come to eradicate it. So he came the next day and he fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more humble than a blade of grass. With straw between his teeth, in complete humility, he said, thank you. By your causeless mercy, now I am simply the servant of the servant of your servants. And then he approached Gadadhar for initiation. And with the permission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, previously he was a devotee of Lord Krishna, in the form of Balagopal, in Vatsalya Ras, parental love. But by the association every day with Gadadhar Pandit, he was elevated to Madhurya Ras. And Lord Gadadhar initiated him into the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, by which he worshipped Krishna as Kishore Gopal. And this is a very great incident within Vaishnava history. Gadadhar Pandit had many great followers and disciples. Amongst his very intimate followers were Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Madhu Pandit, the pujari of the Radha Gopinath temple in Vrindavan, Ananta Acharya, who was the head pujari of the Govindaji temple in Vrindavan under Rupa Goswami, the head pujari of the Madan Mohan temple under Sanatan Goswami, was the disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. Many, many great souls. Like that. And his influence spread. He had many, many such disciples who traveled to various places preaching the wonderful glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. In this way, Gadadhar Pandit was the constant associate of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. And just to show his love for Gadadhar Pandit, when Lord Chaitanya decided to put a final chapter in his earthly leela, he went to the temple of Tota Gopinath, Gadadhar Pandit's own personal deity, and he had the devotees begin a wonderful, wonderful kirtan. Devotees were chanting and chanting before the wonderful form of Lord Gopinath. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in great, great ecstatic love amongst them. And seeing the beautiful dancing of the Lord, the devotees were more and more happy and jubilant in praise of the Lord and his beloved Gopinath. Actually, it's explained that one day, just before this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu came out of the Jagannath temple and he came to the Tota Gopinath Mandir and he said to Gadadhar, "I have brought very, very nice rice from Bengal and I would like you to cook it and offer it to Gopinath." So when Gadadhar Pandit saw this rice, he was thinking that this rice, I have never seen such rice like this. You must have personally brought this rice from Vaikuntha. Its texture, its shape, its fragrance, its color. And then Lord Nityananda Prabhu also brought beautiful silk garments. And Lord Nityananda began to decorate Gopinath with nice silk that he had brought from Bengal. And Gadadhar Pandit began to cook. He cooked the rice. And then he went out and picked some saak. And he cooked saak. And he cooked a sabji with tamarind leaves and other spices. And then he offered it all to Sri Gopinathji. And after it became Mahaprasad, the devotees, actually just when it was on the altar with Gopinath, right at that moment, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu happened to come into the temple. And he said that Lord Nityananda Prabhu has brought this rice. Gadadhar Pandit has cooked it, Gopinath has accepted it, and I have come to accept my share of the Mahaprasad. Now let us sit and eat this rice, honor this Mahaprasad. So Gadadhar Pandit, he served this prasad, and when Gadadhar Pandit would serve prasad, he would do it with such affection. So often he would invite Lord Chaitanya, the Vaishnavas and the devotees to his home. And whenever he would serve prasad, he would do it with such love, with such care, with such attention, with such affection, that the devotees would simply derive the ultimate ecstasy just receiving the nature of his love in service. And this is the way we should serve prasad. Following in the footsteps of Gadadhar Pandit. Service of prasad is one of the holiest of all religious activities. It is not like these places where they just feed the poor with just no devotion at all. Or you go to the restaurant and they just go, right? These hotels and these restaurants, they serve. They just slap it on your plate, thinking, I'll get paid for it. Or something like that. But when devotees serve prasad, this is one of the holiest of all holy sevas, when you serve Vaishnavas especially. Even serving the people in general. When you serve the people in general, if you serve it with love and devotion, they will get tremendous spiritual benefit just by receiving the good nature in which you give it. That will change their hearts just as the prasad itself will change their hearts. We have seen people have become devotees just because devotees have served them prasad with such love and affection that they just want to join this movement and give up all sinful activities just to take more prasad. We have heard many stories like this. So when we are serving prasad, we should know that Krishna accepts our offerings through the mouths of the Vaishnavas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained like this. When Jagai and Madhai became devotees, he said, now that they're Vaishnavas, whatever food anyone feeds them, Krishna will taste that food as nectar if it is offered with devotion through the mouths of Jagai and Madhai. When you serve a devotee prasad, you're serving Krishna. Krishna accepts through his devotee. So we should serve with the desire to satisfy, to please, with such charm, with such humility, with such intense concentration on pleasing the person we're serving. That is Vaishnav life. And the perfection of that was Gadadhar Pandit. How he served the prasad, how he cooked the prasad. He was actually Srimati Radharani. And Krishna in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu was coming to take her prasad. And Lord Chaitanya told Gadadhar, you sit and you eat with us. So it was Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda and Gadadhar Pandit. The relationship between Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu is something that no one can explain. They would embrace one another. They loved each other with such fathomless depth. They shared one verse with the glories of the holy name. When Lord Chaitanya saw this rice, he just began to praise it and praise it. He said, the cooking of Gadadhar Pandit, no ordinary human being could possibly understand what is his love and devotion. The fragrance of this rice is like nectar of the spiritual world. The sight of this rice puts the eyes in ecstatic love. The taste of this rice cannot be described. And after all this wonderful glorification of the rice, they all began to eat, honor prasad together. We don't eat prasad, we honor prasad. Prasad is none different than Krishna. With great reverence and humility, we should accept Krishna in this wonderful, most merciful form. So shortly after this, as we were explaining, there was a wonderful, wonderful kirtan in the Tota Gopinath temple. And at the peak of this kirtan, everyone was just madly, madly jumping and dancing, resounding very beautifully the sweet sound of Krishna's name. At this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the deity room of Sri Tota Gopinath, which means Gopinath who lives in the garden of Gadadhar Pandit. And he closed the door of the altar. And sometimes he would do this. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya, in uncontrollable ecstasy, he would actually embrace the deity of Gopinath. You should never try to imitate Lord Chaitanya. Because he's Swayam Bhagavan, he's Radharani, he can do. You must approach with great reverence and attention. But he would embrace Gopinath. And sometimes Gadadhar Pandit would just cry and just try to assist him in his loving service. But on this day, he closed the doors and he was alone with Gopinath. And the kirtan was just so wonderfully being sung by all the devotees. And then suddenly in all of their hearts they felt complete emptiness and pain. And they realized, as long as Lord Chaitanya is with us, such separation cannot come into our hearts. So in great fear and anticipation, they ran to the deity room and they opened the doors, and there was only Gopinath. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ended his manifest lila in this world by entering into the beautiful form of the deity of Gopinath, the worshipable lord of Gadadhar Pandit. After this, all the devotees were serving the Lord in separation. And Gadadhar Pandit, in his love and separation, he was aging by the day. It is a transcendental, ecstatic symptom which is beyond material considerations. But he was aging years, every day, just crying and crying in separation from Lord Chaitanya. And every day when he would worship the deity of Gopinath, it would be a great struggle for him because his limbs became so weak. The Gopinath deity is a very large deity standing in his threefold bending form playing upon his flute. So one day he was trying to put the garland around Gopinath's neck, but he couldn't even reach properly to get it over his head. And he was struggling and straining to try to serve the deity. And the deity is none different than Krishna himself. And for the pure devotees of the Lord, the deity can be seen and understood, not as a piece of stone, but as the personality of Godhead. So in order to show compassion to his devotee, as he was reaching over, struggling, straining, trying to get the garland to his head, Gopinath sat down and crossed his legs so that he could easily put the garland and the crown on his head each and every day. Srinivas Acharya was a son of one of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very intimate devotees of the name Chaitanya Das. And he was longing throughout his childhood to go to Jagannath Puri to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his worshipable Lord. So when he was a very, very young man, he made that long journey from Jajigram to Puri Dham. And just when he was approaching Jagannath Puri, he heard the news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had entered into the deity of Gopinath and he had disappeared from this world. He fainted unconscious. He got up and decided, I will drown myself in Ganga. What is the use of living without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? But then again he fell into his sleeping state. And Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in a dream and told Srinivasacharya that you should go to the Tota Gopinath temple in Yameshwar on the beach in Puri, and there you should study Srimad Bhagavatam under Gadadhar Pandit. He is none different than me. So when Srinivasacharya came to Jagannath Puri, he went to Yameshwar, and there he went to the temple of Gopinath. And the devotees, they all greeted him. And Gadadhar Pandit was just sitting in a secluded place in a corner, crying in separation from Lord Gauranga. And when Gopinath came and bowed down before him, he lifted Srinivas. And they both literally bathed each other with the tears from their eyes in love for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gadadhar Pandit, he understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simply keeping him within this world just to give this mercy to Srinivasacharya. He was waiting for him. Srinivasacharya was overwhelmed by the love and compassion of Gadadhar Pandit. And he began to recite Srimad Bhagavatam to him every day. But he showed Srinivas the book. He said, it will be very difficult for you to study this book, because over the years, as Gadadhar was crying, and when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to hear Bhagavatam, he would also cry not artificial tears, real love. That the combination of their tears completely made the ink on the paper unreadable. So he told him, you should go to Bengal and you should get a copy of another Srimad Bhagavatam and bring it. Because in those days it was very difficult to get Srimad Bhagavatam. You had to find a scribe who would personally handwrite all 18,000 slokas. Today, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, you go to any airport in the world practically and somebody comes up to you and says, here's Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada ki! Every town and village, the devotees are coming with floods and floods of volumes of Bhagavatam. So Srinivas, when he went to these holy places in Bengal, Srikanda, he began to tell everybody glories of Gadadhar Pandit. Wherever he would go, everyone simply wanted to hear the glories of Gadadhar Pandit from Srinivas Acharya. And then he began his return journey to Jagannath Puri. And just when he was on the outskirts of Puri, he asked somebody the welfare of Gadadhar Pandit. And they said he could not bear the separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has disappeared from the world. So Srinivas Acharya fell to the ground, unconscious. And then Gadadhar Pandit appeared to him, along with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Gadadhar. And they told him, you should go to Vrindavan and you should study Srimad Bhagavatam under the Goswamis of Vrindavan. And under that order, Srinivas Acharya went to Vrindavan. And later he studied Srimad Bhagavatam from Jiva Goswami. Gadadhar Pandit is one of the most important worshipable personalities of our sampradaya. Because the Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya in his five features, they have come in this age of Kali Yuga to remove all obstacles and remove all offenses from our devotional service to Lord Krishna. The Maha Mantra is the special medicine for this age of Kali Yuga. The other day we were speaking like this. We were in a crowd of many people who were Maharashtrians. And Maharashtrians are very proud of Maharashtra. So, according to time and circumstance, we have to explain the greatness of Krishna's holy names. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, of fish I am the shark, of archers I am Ram, right? Of stars I am the moon. So we are explaining, Rashtra means state, yes? So of Rashtras, this is Maharashtra. If you want to perfect your lives, you must understand, of mantras, this is the Maha Mantra. And then everyone was very happy to raise their arms and chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
But this Maha Mantra is none different than Radha and Krishna. Hare is the name of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of the Lord, the giver of bhakti, the giver of devotion. You cannot approach Krishna except through the causeless mercy of Hare. Hare means she who steals all inauspiciousness away from your heart. And it also means she who steals the mind of Krishna by her supreme devotional qualities. And Krishna means the all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Rama means the reservoir of all pleasure, Sri Krishna. But in this age of Kali Yuga, we have so many offenses in our hearts, so many attachments in our minds. How to properly approach the Hare Krishna mantra, how to properly approach Radha and Krishna in a proper mood. But the Pancha Tattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, they have come to clear away all obstacles, all impediments. They have come to clear away all offenses. So that by invoking their divine mercy, because they are non-different than that names, then the pathway to the proper chanting and the most effective chanting of the Maha Mantra is possible. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada instructed us, repeating all the previous acharyas of our line, that before beginning the chanting of this Hare Krishna mantra, first we invoke the divine presence of Lord Chaitanya and his eternal associates by chanting the Pancha Tattva mantra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So on this wonderful festival of Chandan Yatra, where Lord Sri Gopal is so nicely covered with sandalwood paste, I know it's very crowded and I spoke a very long time today, and you are all very hot. But you should take relief by seeing the nice cooling situation of Gopal. If you appreciate the pleasure that Gopal is receiving, then by his causeless mercy, your heart will be cooled from the burning heat of this material existence. The desires, material desires, envy, lust, pride, anger, greed, they are burning our hearts, burning our hearts. How to relieve that burning sensation? By giving pleasure to Krishna. By making Krishna cool, our heart becomes cool. And the best way to please Krishna and to give the ultimate satisfaction to our own hearts and the hearts of all persons in the world is to satisfy the Lord by humbly serving his devotees through the process of the enthusiastic chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So at this time we will celebrate by the performance of Harinam Sankirtan. Thank you very much.